Introduction. Welcome to stage 3 of our course. User journey for Vice President in Financial Services. Mastering data analytics. In this stage, we'll dive into the practical tools that will empower you to harness the power of data effectively. With a focus on hands-on experience, we will explore essential data analysis tools, primarily using Excel and SQL. By the end of this session, you will not only be proficient in using Excel for data analysis but also grasp the basics of SQL for data retrieval. Let's begin this exciting journey of analytical mastery. Main content. Using Excel for data analysis. Functions. Pivot tables. Excel is a powerful ally in the world of data analysis. We'll start with essential functions such as sum, average, and VLOOKUP. These functions help you perform calculations and retrieve data efficiently. Imagine you're analyzing customer service responses. Using VLOOKUP, you can quickly find specific information related to a customer from a large dataset. Next, we'll explore pivot tables, a feature that transforms large datasets into meaningful summaries. Picture a scenario where you need to analyze call volumes over a month. With pivot tables, you can easily group data by day or week and visualize trends without getting lost in the numbers. We will walk through an example together, creating a pivot table to analyze customer feedback ratings and deriving insights from that data. Additionally, we will touch upon conditional formatting, which allows you to highlight important data points based on specific criteria. For instance, if you want to quickly see which customer feedback ratings are below a certain threshold, you can set a rule to color code those cells, making it easier to identify areas needing attention. Introduction to Tableau. Building dashboards. Once you're comfortable with Excel, we'll transition to Tableau. Tableau allows you to build dynamic dashboards that can visualize data in real time. You'll learn to connect Tableau to your Excel datasets and create compelling visualizations. Picture showcasing your customer service KPIs in a dashboard that updates automatically. This not only enhances your reporting but also makes it easier to communicate insights to stakeholders. We'll practice creating a dashboard that highlights key metrics, such as response times and customer satisfaction scores. Furthermore, we will discuss the importance of choosing the right visualization type for your data. For instance, if you want to show trends over time, a line chart might be the best choice, whereas categorical comparisons could be better represented with bar charts. Understanding these nuances will help you create more effective dashboards. SQL basics. Querying databases for data retrieval. Next, we step into the world of SQL, or structured query language, which is essential for querying databases. We'll cover the basics of select statements, where clauses, and join operations. Imagine needing to pull specific customer interactions from a database. With SQL, you can construct a query that retrieves only the data you need, saving time and increasing accuracy. We'll practice writing simple queries together, giving you the confidence to explore databases more deeply. Additionally, we will introduce the concept of aggregate functions, such as count, AVG, and sum, to provide summarized insights from your data. For example, if you wanted to know the average response time across customer interactions, you could use the AVG function in your SQL query to retrieve that information quickly. Integration of Excel and SQL for enhanced analysis. Now, let's discuss how Excel and SQL can work hand in hand. By integrating the two, you can enhance your data analysis capabilities. For instance, you can use SQL to pull large datasets from your database, then analyze that data in Excel using functions and pivot tables. This synergy allows for more comprehensive analysis and better decision-making. We'll illustrate this integration with a real-world example, walking you through the steps of importing SQL data into Excel and creating a meaningful report. Moreover, we will demonstrate how to automate data retrieval from SQL into Excel using Power Query. This feature allows you to set up queries that refresh data automatically, ensuring you always have the latest insights without manual intervention. #data cleaning techniques. Ensuring quality data. Finally, we cannot overlook the importance of data quality. Data cleaning techniques, such as identifying duplicates, correcting errors, and standardizing formats, are crucial for reliable analysis. Imagine you're preparing a presentation for the board, but your data is messy. The insights you draw could lead to poor decisions. We'll discuss various cleaning methods and practice applying these techniques to common scenarios. We will also introduce the concept of data validation in Excel, which helps ensure that the data entered into your spreadsheets meets certain criteria, reducing the likelihood of errors. For example, if you require a date in a specific format, you can set up data validation rules to enforce this, ensuring cleaner and more reliable data. #conclusion. As we wrap up this stage, you should feel equipped with practical skills in Excel and SQL that will elevate your data analysis capabilities. Remember, the ability to derive insights from data is not just a technical skill. It's a vital component for making informed business decisions that drive success. Keep practicing these tools, as mastery comes with experience and application. #reflection questions. 1. How can you apply Excel functions and pivot tables to streamline your current data analysis processes? 2. What insights can you envision gaining from using Tableau dashboards in your reporting? 3. In what ways do you see SQL enhancing your ability to retrieve and analyze data in your role? Thank you for participating in Stage 3. Let's continue to build upon this foundation as we move forward in our journey.